Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show, where we're freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm happy to be with you. We're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the dollar is so unstable right now. I don't know if Trump's best efforts can save it. He's doing his best. He's doing the right things. But I don't know if it's too little too late, but you can't take that chance. Anything attached to a losing bank, they can keep. Dodd-Frank 2010. Let Noble Gold help rescue your funds. They'll teach you how to do it. They won't push you into anything. I've been a customer for 8 years, so I can give this warning with good faith. Federal government requires all types of ads like this to give you the nothing is guaranteed, and we agree with giving that warning. Should be over the banks, too. Hey, don't let the grass grow under your feet. For first-time customers with your IRA conversions, you get these beautiful coins. They got all kinds of great things waiting for you, but best of all, they can help you preserve what you have earned. Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And if you forget the number, simply go to DaveHodgesGold.com and get started that way. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. This is kind of a what's on tap for the Common Sense Show. I have been involved in deep dives on the Charlie Kirk assassination, and I have been involved in this like I haven't been since I did the Kennedy work. And there is purposeful disinformation out there, not created by people who are influencers or podcasters or have radio shows. It's done by the people trying to hide their trail by creating false trails for people to go down. I will tell you that there are people under severe threat. I haven't, knock on wood, gotten one of those yet. I imagine it's a matter of time until I do. Because I'm just going to follow where the data goes, and the data has taken the shape of being unpopular with some groups. And I'll be really careful to say, this is what I know, and this is what I think, but this is only what we can prove. And I'm going to try to be as factual as possible in our broadcast. But we're going to talk about the who, what, where, when of Charlie. And we got a couple of reveals here that you may not be aware of. Even Candace Owen is not talking specifically about one or two things I'm going to bring up. And I think Candace Owen's going on vacation at the right time, and I do not think it is an accident. And Candace, you need to double your security. I agree with your friends around you. I do, who are warning you, and they've been public about it. Candace, you're there front and center, and you've stepped into the heart of something really big. And I just want to remind people that there was a study done by MIT, and it was about 2 years after the Kennedy assassination. And there were over 300 names of people that had died under somewhat mysterious circumstances, certainly outside the programmable rhythms of expected life expectancy and death. And over 300, and MIT ran a study. What are the odds this all being due to coincidence and being independent? And all these people had some connection to the Kennedy assassination, whether it was rumor, fact, innuendo, they were linked in. And MIT tried to run a story on this. Now, remember, this is the old mainframe computers. There were so many zeros in the story about the probabilities being against this of the laws of chance that they couldn't calculate all the zeros. I believe, if I remember right, it went out 36 places, 0.36 zeros, dot, 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 to one. This is crazy. That was nuts. And that got publicized pretty widely about 25, 30 years ago. Now, I don't know that that's going to happen here in the present climate. But my advice to people who you're sticking your neck out there, you need to redouble your protection, because as you get close, well, history shows what happens to people that stick their noses where they don't belong. By the way, I'll throw a cryptic remark out. Where's the gardener? Where's the maid? Let's leave it at that. But over the next 2 days, we're going to go down the rabbit hole. And we're going to ask some very pointed questions that need to be asked, because the FBI is not going to ask them for us. The Utah state authorities are either, and I see a lot of incompetence there, but, and I'm not trying to be insulting, but I don't see professionalism, and they're not going to find the answer. And it's going to be up to the same people that solved the Kennedy assassination to solve this one. This is the JFK moment of our time. And I'm not looking at this like a parlor game. I loved the work that Charlie did. I dedicated my life of teaching everything from ninth grade to postgraduate. I was dedicated to the formation of critical thinking skills, you know, and I took a patriotic approach. I tried to model Christ-like behavior as much as I could. Certainly, I'm not perfect. And I dedicated my life that way. And I recognized what Charlie was doing was so effective in such a voluminous manner. And I'm heartbroken that he's gone. I vacillate between two emotions. One, I get extremely angry. And the inner core of me, the animal part of me that wants to come out and seek revenge, which is not healthy, has to be suppressed. Then there's the other side of me that says, you know, we owe it to Charlie and we owe it to the people that followed him to show what happened, because it might strengthen the followers' resolve to continue and branch out and do ground level work that Charlie was doing. In other words, young people to young people, peer to peer, so to speak. And I think these people need to know who did it, why it was done. And I don't think we're close to solving it. It's going to take some time because there's a lot of false trails that have been created. But there is one trail that we're going to talk about in the very first segment in this series that raises eyebrows significantly. And it's the one thing, and it seems to be a minor thing, but I think unlocking that key is the most important thing. And in particular, this person, if he ends up being released, well, then we know we're on to something. This is going to be a wild ride. We're also going to mix in some other related news items here. There's a lot going on right now. I would not want to be President Trump for a lot of reasons right now. And there's a lot on his plate. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of danger for President Trump. And we're going to hit related concepts to the Charlie Kirk murder mystery as we proceed through the next 2 days. And then there's some related news items that we just have to hit because they're important. It's going to be a busy time. It's going to be a very busy time. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Happy listening, because I hope that we collectively, when I present some things, you'll start to ask better questions than I have, and we'll take discovery together to a new level.
We're going to do a deep dive. Well, somewhat of a deep dive, because the information is really obscure and we've had to go back into the Wayback Machine to pull out some relevant material about Decoy Boy. Who's that, you say? Well, you're going to have to stay tuned and find out. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges, and we are freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by the best set of products on the planet for health. I am a walking, talking, living example. Keyword living. The living part comes here on the starter pack here. The first three items there are what you'll get in the starter pack, 15% off. But that's the Nanosoma liquid spray. Boost your immune system to unbelievable levels. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. A week later after using this, not using anything else, I'm back in the game. Took me about another month, though, to get into the gym where I was doing normal activity. But then the old joint pain kicked in with inflammation. My friend Scotty Sachs said, hey, Dave, use this gel, rub it on. Okay, over about a two-month period, the inflammation and swelling went away. Now I do deadlifts and squats and sled pulls, and I get no inflammation in those bad knees. In fact, I don't even call them bad anymore. And then there's the skin cream, erases signs of aging, great for cuts and burns. Together, 15% off the starter pack. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we have a really, really interesting story, in my humble opinion. Who is George Zinn, who has been dubbed Decoy Boy? The moment after Charlie Kirk was shot and killed, George Zinn, sitting in the crowd, jumps up, throws his hands up and says, I did it. I did it. I shot him. He's immediately taken into custody. Now, there's a little bit we've learned from the authorities, but not what I and others have been able to dig up. Okay. First of all, there's not much about him out there. You got to use some Wayback Machine material and really do a deep dive into his past to arrive at who he is and who he most likely works for. And you're saying, well, who is that? Okay, well, Decoy Boy. He said, and this is from the authorities, I was paid to confess and to distract. Now, the only reason you would do that is to provide attention on you to get cover for someone or somebody's, multiple, plural, who are escaping the scene. You know, I'll tell you what I just flashed on. Digress briefly. The plane that Candace brought to everyone's attention that we've since confirmed took off nearby the scene where Charlie was killed, and they flew incognito against FAA regulations, no transponder. Pretty interesting. I think it's related to distraction. I did it. I did it. Okay, now Decoy Boy. He's charged now. He's been rearrested after being initially released with obstruction. That's a weak charge. And you know what? It ain't going to carry any significant time. And that's because this man has an interesting past. Let me get into some things about his past, and then we'll go a little deeper into his past. He was in a 9/11 documentary as a witness. Boy, how interesting is that? He also called in a bomb threat. Now, he was prosecuted for this. He called in a bomb threat that was made for a marathon. No, not the Boston Marathon. It was a marathon. It was a different activity, but he did this, and then voila, he's released because he's more valuable to certain people on the outside than he would be inside a jail. And when he was rearrested, they found child porn on his phone. He didn't even try to hide it. He's not worried about it. He's not worried about the consequences. That's obvious to me. It reminds me of the three men, two jumped over one little barrier, one went around another. And immediately after Charlie's shot, they're not concerned for their safety. Just like Decoy Boy, where he immediately stands up and says, I did it. He had to know what was coming. Had to. Everybody else is diving for cover. And just like these guys that jumped over the barriers and disassembled the videos and the SIM cards and all that, they knew they were going to get shot. They didn't dive for cover like everybody else. I believe Zinn was part of that group. Now, there's more on this guy. This is really interesting. He had lunch with Ronald Reagan. We got an old podcast that was deleted, Wayback Machine. You can go get it. And he's Ronald Reagan. And then he goes on to say, I'm a deflective asset. What the hell does that mean? That means I'm used as a decoy. That's how I took it. He also shared at Reagan's funeral, he had a front row seat, and he spoke with Gore and Kissinger. Folks, you can go look this up now. This has been resurrected and put up on YouTube. This guy is not a senile, old gaseous object who decided to use some tragic event to have his 15 minutes of fame. That's not who he is. Now, what we also know is he's LDS and he went on a mission. Nothing suspicious about that. But his mission was near Langley. You want to start connecting the dots here? There are many people out there right now who are aware of this. I don't think that many people are aware, but the ones who are saying that, well, he's typical because Mormon kids are disciplined. They speak multiple languages. That's how they're trained in their schools. Like I said, they're highly educated and they are very disciplined and they make great agents. And the CIA and FBI recruit Utah hard, particularly like BYU and University of Utah. Now, this guy went to college for a couple of years. He stops, goes into a mission, which is typical young men that age that are LDS, to Langley, Virginia, and he's at the scene where Charlie's murdered, and he throws his hands up and says, "I did it." And then here's what he also said. This is from the authorities. This has been released publicly. "I will be paid." "By who?" "I don't know, but I was told I'd be paid." This is the biggest nonsensical statement I think I've ever heard. But that got released by the authorities. "I will be paid." "By who?" "I don't know." What does your spidey sense tell you? Tell me. Send me a comment. I really want to know. If you're catching this on social media, make sure you like us. But also, too, if you're catching this out there, out and about on our podcast world, which we're doing quite well on, and our radio shows, what we're doing really quite well on. Okay, send me an email. I want to know what you think. Decoy Boy, is he a CIA asset? Did he provide cover for the getaway? I mean, these are the questions that are surfacing as a result of what people are uncovering. And I have to tell you, I went and verified some of this evidence, and the vast majority of it is easily verifiable. When you connect the dots, to me, I think the conclusion is obvious. Do you agree? If not, if you have an alternative opinion, send it. Also, too, if you have information about this horrible tragedy, send it to me. Send it to me. And I could tell you, Candace is going to come up in a later topic, but I want to ask all of you right now to say a prayer for her safety. I do believe she's in a great deal of danger. I don't think she's the only one, but I think she's out there front and center. And I could tell you that's why she didn't go to the memorial. She didn't have to be invited. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Make sure you sign up for our TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv, where we have lots of really cool stuff. The Hiding in Plain Sight series with all the mysteries, our interviews, and our geopolitics. People love it. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. Grim topic, but it's a topic that we have to broach. Was Charlie Kirk the victim of an inside job? Now, automatically, you guys are going to go to wife Erica. I'm not implying that. You're going to go to TP USA employees. I'm not implying that. What I'm talking about is when assassinations occur, they're usually an inside job. But I'm not looking right now at the people I just mentioned. I'm looking at something entirely different because it fits the pattern of most high-profile assassinations. My name is Dave Hodges. I am the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. You've heard me through the years talk about the devastation, potentially, of Dodd-Frank 2010, where if the banks are failing, they can keep your money. And then we double down on that with UCC Code Section 8, basically saying the same thing. Do you know how that came about? It was after the demise of so many banks in the 2008-2009 crash, caused by credit swap derivatives that were out of control and not federally regulated like they used to be until Clinton took off the controls. And they decided that when the banks fail, why should they bear the brunt of their bad actions? Let's just take from their customers and cushion the fall. Right now, we're in a similar position to 2008, 2009. I don't know that we're going to go that way because we actively have a president who's working to preserve this country. President Trump is trying his best, and he's making inroads. And I'm not going to go down his list of accomplishments. I may cover that in a later segment. But we still have the fact that the banks can take advantage of you because of their own bad actions. And you're their insurance policy. You're the fall guy. And Dodd-Frank says that you're in second place when you deposit anything. Retirement associated with a bank could be gone. Savings, checking could be gone. So why not just have operating capital in the bank and go to assets that appreciate like gold and silver, as opposed to the dollar that's depreciating because of Federal Reserve policy? Doesn't that just make sense? This is why I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 8 years, been an advertiser for 9. Took me a year to wake up. you can do the same thing for yourself and your family. And you seriously need to look into it because we are at a nexus point. Don't be on the wrong side of the avalanche. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you, there is a warning here. Okay, we agree with giving the warning, but the warning should be about what the banks can do to you. But anyway, we give this warning in good faith and legally obligated. Obligate yourself to free yourself from this unholy control and potential risk. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. And if you forget the number, just go to DaveHodgesGold.com and work from there. Charlie Kirk, high-risk environment, and his security sucked. And I'm really, really angry about it. I don't usually resort to teenage terms, but it did. There's no other word for it. It freaking sucked. And he's not with us today, this man of God, this person that cared about young people having their minds open and the freedom to speak their mind. And there'll never be another one like him. And I'm mad about it. And I think I have a good idea what happened. I'll say, first of all, too, if you believe the Tyler Robinson thing, then you believe that Lee Oswald did all that stuff they said he did, which was impossible. Let me just explain two assassinations to you in a microcosm narrow view. Martin Luther King was one time protected by 11 FBI agents. The day before he was killed, he was protected by no FBI agents. John Kennedy, when his vehicle turned from Houston onto Elm, it was a well-publicized move. It had been published in the paper 3 days before. That's a Secret Service violation. You don't do that. You don't publish the route that someone's going to take. You're just inviting an assassination. There was no walkthrough of the buildings in Dealey Plaza. No rooftop surveillance. Should have had snipers all along. Windows open everywhere, Secret Service violation. And when the president turned from Houston onto Elm and go in front of the book depository, he was going 14 miles an hour, Secret Service violation. The bubble was down in a hostile city where Adlai Stevenson was chased down the street 2 weeks earlier, Secret Service violation. I could go on and on, but you get the idea. You truly get the idea. Let's go to Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk, we estimate, was spending over $1 million a year on security. And I'll just talk about the UC Davis event. They had 20 police, metal detectors, a bomb squad, rooftop surveillance, and drones in the air. And there were riots there. And because of the actions of the brave police, they stopped the riots. But Charlie had plenty of security at UC Davis. I think it was 2019. It might have been 2021. Charlie was asked, and this is, Charlie, aren't you afraid? And he quoted Psalm 97:10, said, God commands us as Christians to fight against evil. Yeah. And he paid the ultimate price. But his security was outrageously flawed. So this is why I gave you the history lesson with MLK and JFK. There was no rooftop checks. And they chose a venue that couldn't have been any worse. Open air, tall buildings, no drones, no rooftop surveillance, no one stationed there. They could have put someone on one of the buildings towards the back, put on a security team there, two, three people, and look out over. Nope, didn't do that. Did not do that. No medical personnel, as I pointed out repeatedly. Had Charlie just been wounded seriously and bleeding to death was the main threat, there were no emergency service people there to save his life. Charlie had to be carried to an SUV to be driven to the hospital by civilians. So in an event of 3,500 to 5,000 people, You have no medical. I've said that many times, but that's outrageously stupid. And we're going to continue with this because it gets worse. There were no bag inspections as there were at UC Davis. There were no metal detectors as there were at UC Davis. His security deviated from past practice, just like JFK and MLK. The same pattern. And when assassinations happen, like all around the world, doesn't really matter, security is compromised. You get to someone. In fact, actually, there was a pamphlet that was leaked from the CIA from the 1960s, and it was called the CIA Assassination Model for Latin America. And they said the number one way that you can get rid of an opponent is to compromise their security. And then they went and talked about some of the details on how you do it. And so how to. That actually surfaced from Kennedy investigators about 4 or 5 years after the fact. And it's when people started to look at it and say, didn't get any network coverage. There was no internet then, so the exposure was limited, but the lesson was there. But I want to continue with this because this was terrible. He was warned 2 days before, Charlie, you're going to need lifetime security for both you and Erica and the kids. And this is going to get expensive, but you have to do this. The closest people around him at TPUSA were warning him quite clearly. And then Charlie even talked to people privately, as it's now come out, that he was fearful for his life. Well, then why wasn't proper security taken? Well, we're going to look at a couple of things here. Integrity Security Solutions. They were supposedly providing security that fateful day on September 10th. So tragic. Anyway, immediately after the assassination, everything online about that company was scrubbed. Boy, does my imagination run wild. Does yours? Let's look at a couple of the possibilities here, shall we? Number one, we could simply have them as part of the plot. And anyone who thinks along the conspiratorial framework would think that that's true. They're covering their tracks. Number two, it could be they were just so grossly incompetent that they had to cover their tracks and they're going to come back and open up under a different name to do business. Because no one would hire them if they knew about their role involvement in Charlie Kirk's day of assassination. This is a real problem here. I mean, why hasn't this come to light before now? I've got the receipts on this, and this is something too that I'm hearing when Candace gets back from vacation, she's going into this. I wanted to wait to see what she was going to say because you don't want to step out on the ledge unless you're sure. I'm sure they were there. They were contracted. They scrubbed their online identity. Okay. You know, I'm just saying if you don't want conspiracy theories, then don't do things that people can say you're acting like you're guilty. And I'm not saying they had anything to do with it. It could be just simple errors in judgment. They did their normal protocols, but no, Charlie was not protected the normal way. He's had drones in the air to surveil rooftops. Now, I don't believe in the Tyler Robinson nonsense that Charlie was not hit with the 30-06. In fact, Candace has come out and said she has inside sources that have to remain confidential that he was not. But Candace, I knew this on day two. After the assassination, I looked at it as a 30-06 and it hit him where? And his head still intact? His neck didn't fully collapse? Oh, it's because he had strong spinal. What a bunch of BS that was. We knew right then it wasn't 30-06, and that took Tyler Robinson out of the picture. And unless you've got a kangaroo court, that kid's not getting convicted. And that leads to other speculations about what's going to happen to him while he's in custody. Supposedly right now they have him on suicide watch, yet there's never been any indication that he's suicidal. Yeah, thank you. So I would like Integrity Security Solutions to step up and defend your actions on why you scrubbed your online presence. I can't say you were involved. I can't even say you were incompetent and you didn't follow Charlie's directions to the letter. But when you erase your identity and disappear, what the hell do you expect people to say? Do I think they were directly involved? No, I think that would be too easy. But I'll tell you what, the buildings in Dealey Plaza had open windows. There was no rooftop surveillance, no sniper protection for the president. He was the lead car when that's illegal under Secret Service law. Yeah, there we go. We're starting to see some real parallels about compromised security. Who made those decisions not to employ these strategies that Charlie had used before? And if you say, Dave's kind of pissed off. Yeah, I am pissed off. We lost a patriot, a fellow Christian, a family man, a great man, and his damn kids will never know him. Yeah, I'm upset. And I will not let this go until I feel justice has been done. Justice has been done in the court of public opinion with JFK, and I think MLK, if it got the attention. By the way, it's kind of funny, or I should say ironic, that Coretta Scott King, the great lady that she was, she fantastic person. She went and interviewed the alleged assassin, a lone assassin, with a diary saying what he was going to do. How familiar is that? And she talked to him in prison, and she came out and said he didn't do it. Yeah, he was a patsy. That's what she thought. How many times are we going to see this theme where we buy the official BS narrative? JFK, lone nut assassin, with a diary saying what he's going to do. And then we have Martin Luther King, same thing. Then we have RFK, the same thing. And now we have Charlie Kirk. We wouldn't call it a diary, but you have incriminating material. Fascist sayings on what? Shell casings? I don't know about you, but if it looks like BS, smells like BS, and it walks like BS, it's BS. America, you can't let go of this because this theme and these strategies are going to be employed again against someone important. My immediate mind goes to Donald Trump. Oh, wait a minute, that's right. They've already tried to kill him twice. And boy, that story at Butler had more holes than Swiss cheese. I interviewed Doug Hagman, and you want to check that out on TV, the commonsenseshow.tv. Doug Hagman got super attention from the New York Post for his work. In fact, the sheriffs got so sensitive, they told him never to come back to the county. And all he was doing was crime scene analysis. He ignored their warning. I may have Doug back on to do an analysis again or a summarization of Butler. But ladies and gentlemen, unless we open this up with Charlie and we get to the bottom of what truly happened and was it an inside job or not an inside job, unless we can convince the public, okay, these cover stories and these events are going to continue to happen. It's a familiar theme, and we need to break the chain of the excuses and the cover-ups right here, right now. And we need to collectively stand up and we say, we don't believe your BS. You're lying. Now, I feel some professional sympathy for Kash Patel and Dan Bongino. I do not blame them. They're better than this, and they're not in the mind to cover something like this up. They owe their jobs in part to what Charlie Kirk did in the pre-election days of 2024. So they're not turning on him. They're being held in check. And let's just say there are political and military realities that supersede the death of one person, Charlie Kirk, that they're being made to follow. And that's a rabbit trail that I don't feel I have the resources to go down to convince you, the public, that my suspicions are correct. But I think collectively, myself with other people, we could accomplish that through a preponderance of the evidence because this evidence is not going to jump out and volunteer itself. I can name the shooter on the grassy knoll with Kennedy. I know who hired him. I know who paid him. I know how he and his team got out of the country. And it's easy to prove. Hello, it took me 30 years to get there. I don't have 30 years left, and I don't think America should have to wait 30 years. And I think we should be so pissed off that we don't wait 30 days.
And I'm going to say this. I know there are foreign policy implications and military implications in really digging into Charlie and exploring all the unpopular alternatives. But I'm just going to quote Shakespeare here at the conclusion. Though the heavens may fall, let justice prevail. I want the truth. I don't care where the truth falls. The same thing with Epstein. By the way, I'm interviewing soon one of his most famous victims. I'm going to keep that under wraps on who, for security reasons, until we actually do the interview. But we're going down that rabbit hole too. I want the Epstein files out. I don't care where it falls. I don't care who it implicates. I want them out. The children that have been victimized deserve justice. And that may mean that people I care about take a political hit. May not mean that, but I don't care. And the same with Charlie. I don't care about the military implications. I don't care about international relationships. I don't care about any of that. I want the truth on why a man who was nothing but a patriot trying to save his country, living out his dream he had as an 18-year-old kid working out of his parents' garage, I want him avenged, and I want the perpetrators exposed and brought to justice. I don't want the bullshit that we're looking at here with Tyler Robinson, 30-06, and anyone who knows anything about guns knows what a ridiculous story that is. And why now are we starting to see medical reports come out? Because people like me and people like you have called BS on the no autopsy, and we had the tape to prove it. Yeah, just like Kennedy, the lost brain, shot with a hollow point, blew out half his brain, can't have that in an autopsy. You gotta lose the brain. That's an historical fact. And then the excuse they gave it to Bobby Kennedy and he lost it. I mean, let's go on Stephen Colbert and have that be a comedy routine. I want the truth about what happened. And I'm telling you, high-profile assassinations happen from within. And TPUSA, sit down. You were divided from Charlie and many of your people about his Israeli stance, but still supporting Jewish people. Okay? You were divided. It's clear. The receipts are in public right now. And Andrew Kolvit, the head of media direction for TPSU, to his credit, he admitted these posts that Candace aired were true. And Andrew, I'm going to tell you, I tip my hat to you because what you just said, okay, could put you in danger. And not only that, you're stepping forward and endangering the reputation of your organization because people are going to point at your organization. I personally am not looking there. I'm looking other places, but I want to give credit where credit's due. We know Charlie was in danger. And Andrew confirmed it. I want truth. I want answers, and I want it now. And I'm calling on President Trump to don't let politics that appear to supersede this event take precedence over getting the truth. Because Charlie was at the heart of the reform effort that America needed not to go off the cliff and fail entirely. Fail socially, culturally, politically, economically. We were on the cusp of total failure as a country. And Charlie had a big hand in not letting that happen. And that's why you, every American out there, you owe Charlie Kirk a debt of gratitude. How can you repay Charlie? Demand the truth. And this is exactly what people said to me, Dave, it's 1990. JFK's been dead for 27 years. I got asked this on a radio interview. How do you just keep going with this? Because JFK tried to change things for the betterment of the people, and it cost him his life. Same answer. Step up, America. Don't walk away from the story. Don't let it die. Demand truth. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really, really good to be with you. Really good to be with you. But here's the reality. We still have work to do. We have come a long way with Donald Trump. What he has accomplished
in the 10 months he's been president, or nearly 10 months. He has been fantastic. I don't agree with everything. I wish he'd do some more of other things, but you're never going to get 100% on this. It's a complex position, and we're not always going to get our needs met. But what's the overall direction of the country? The restoration of America is a dominant force in the world, the desire to improve our standard of living and protect our rights. Now, if he'd walk away from Palantir, I'd be really happy. But nonetheless, Donald Trump is really, really making a difference. So where does this leave us? It leaves us to look at what should we do with the people that betrayed our country, betrayed our trust, and committed crimes in the process. And crimes that are not in dispute, should we do something with them? I'm going to identify three such cases, briefly review what they've done, and then tell me what you think. Is it time for the perp walks? We're brought to you by best product out there. I think you could give up many prescriptions in this country, and if you took this and boosted your immune system, I think you'd be in much better shape. Saved my life. You listen to Scotty Sachs. He tells a similar story to me. My audience writes to me all the time, Dave, thank you for this. This is awesome. They'll write to me about some kind of person they know that's suffering from blah, blah, blah. And when I give them an endorsement to get them on this product, it's that good. The Nanosoma Liquid Spray. It's restorative, preventive, boosts your immune system in unbelievable ways. Find out more. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, we've got three reprobate politicians. We've got Comey. Listen, I've known about Comey's, shall we say, forays into the illegal, dating back to when John Cruz, former VP of HSBC, exposed him on my show in combination with his friend Hillary. He had HSBC Bank operating out of the UK. And because of his deeds there, some people thought, well, this is a guy we can use and control. Let's make him the FBI director. Okay, now, people were concerned in Congress about the weaponization of the FBI. And they brought him in to Congress, and he flat lied. Many of you have seen the tape. I have seen the tape. We know what the facts are. He lied. It will take a corrupt judge of monumental proportions not to convict him of this. And he needs to see some jail time. No, not life in prison. Not even 20 years. But I think he deserves what he gave Martha Stewart. You know the story about Martha Stewart, right? He wanted to make a name for himself as a prosecutor. So he decides, I'm going to go after Martha Stewart for insider trading. She did no such thing. She was never convicted, but she went to prison. Why? Because Comey's cronies lied. Martha Stewart lied to us. It's her word versus yours. And now here's a lesson in point. I have told my audience for years, when the knock at the door comes, I'm sorry, I'm exercising my Fifth Amendment right, and I'm not answering any of your questions. Well, if you have nothing to hide, and they start all these BS games. No, no, no. Because Martha Stewart tried to talk and reason, and they said, well, we think you lied, and she went to prison because of that. And that was James Comey's handiwork. And now he's saying, I'm a victim. I'm a victim. You know, he should have been prosecuted when he did an interview with the New York Times, and I published the picture on the website, and it was in his living room, and he had a depiction of Dealey Plaza, and they were talking about Trump. And then he had the 86-47 in the sand. Come on. These are not so thinly veiled threats against a sitting president of the United States. Should have been prosecuted for that, in my humble opinion. So he's getting his just dessert. What should happen to him? Then there's Letitia James. You know, Letitia, I'm going to tell you something. If you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. Of course, that's a metaphor. Okay. It's a proverb. She got into office with the sole promise of wanting to convict Trump. So anyway, good old Letitia. You can see the clip. It's all over X. It's all over social media. 17 seconds of, we're going to put Donald Trump in jail. That was her entire purpose. Alvin Bragg ran on the same thing. And I'm telling you, he's up next too. He's not out of the woods. But Letitia James made her campaign about going after Trump. It was virtue signaling to the Democratic Party. Now that the shoe's on the other foot, oh, they're picking on me. Well, no, lady, you lied about your mortgage. And it's kind of funny because I'm not even going to give CNN the airtime. But I saw a CNN interview where they said, well, everybody does it. What's wrong with that? So she intentionally used her office or misused her office to go after Donald Trump. And then when she does commit a crime, it's excused away by the mainstream media as everybody does it. And she says, I'm being picked on. No, no, lady, you're getting your just desserts because you based your political career on persecution, not prosecution. And now when the rooster comes home to nest, now you're whining. You're getting what you deserve. Should she go to jail? The evidence is prima facie. It's in print. They're public documents now that have been subpoenaed. And then, of course, there's Jack Smith. First of all, his appointment to the special counsel to go after Trump at Mar-a-Lago and the way the raid was conducted for an ex-president, he broke every rule in the book, and he wasn't even properly appointed as a special counsel. But I want you to listen to what's just come out about him. He illegally surveilled, here we go, Marsha Blackburn and seven other senators. Tommy Tuberville, by the way, is a great football coach. Senator Ron Johnson, Senator Bill Hagerty, Senator Mike Kelly, Senator Dan Sullivan, Senator Lindsey Graham, Senator Cynthia Loomis. Illegal surveilling as a threat to the Democratic Party. If that's not misuse of office, misallocation of funds to support those activities, I've never seen such a thing. Do these three belong in jail? Let me know. Contact me. By the way, share this far and wide. And thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. It does help. We have a couple of really big and breaking stories. Mini posts in terms of length, but major in terms of consequence. Candace has been validated by Turning Point's Andrew Colvin. He's the media director, was the producer, many times appeared with Charlie Kirk on the podcast at TPUSA. And he made some stunning statements, stunning, and it's sent Candace into a self-protective mode, and for good reason. And Andrew is not threatening Candace, but the implications of spinoff could be threatening to Candace, at least in her own mind. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We are brought to you by the Nanosoma Liquid Spray. You want to get optimum health? This is it. This cures nothing. What it does do is it boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. It's restorative. It's preventive. It saved my life a year and a half ago. And it's part of a three-product scheme that all you have to do is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges, and you'll see the starter pack. Three of these. One gel you rub on your joints, inflammation goes away. I've used it. It works. And then the wrinkle cream, which also could be used to treat cuts and burns, and that's effective. You've seen me use it. Those three together are 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I'm at a loss at the life that Candace Owens and her stories about what happened to Charlie and things flying around Charlie and the course that it's taken. Going to play a clip from what Candace just recently said, and I think it's self-explanatory.
I went ahead this week and sent around a life insurance policy of sorts, a package rather, to people that I trust, a package filled with text messages, emails, private communications, videos, and private legal documents. So if anything happens to me, you guys will know exactly who it is that has been making my life a living hell over the past couple of years. People that are trying to bankrupt me, trying to bankrupt me and my family, that are threatening us, to sue us. Everything that Kanye said was so real, okay? I'm now at that point where you look back and you go, man, Kanye was right. He was really saying something about what it takes to leave. You know, to fight for custody of your own soul. Just leave me alone. Let me say what I believe and you say what you believe. Fight fair. Why do you always have to make this threat to bankrupt people? And I want you to know that those people, if anything happens to me, they have my explicit permission to release it all, detonate it all, expose all of these people in politics and in the movement who behave like this behind the scenes. It's necessary. And I highly recommend every single person that is out there, that has a platform and is going through things and is scared, do the same. Send everything around to about 8 people that you trust. And I mean, I've arranged it. I sent it to journalists, text messages and screenshots to people ranging from Max Blumenthal to Andrew Tate. They won't know where it's coming from. But I went ahead.
Wow. That's a woman that's scared. And I think for good reason. If that wasn't enough, and people say, oh, Candace is lying. She's making it up. It's clickbait. She's delusional. She's crazy. For releasing the supposed communication 2 days before Charlie's death, in which he says, we're going to have to go in a different direction away from some of the pro-Jewish donors. And he clearly said that. You've seen the receipts from Candace. But people say, she made it up. The man on the screen, and if you're listening to me, I'm showing Andrew Colvett, head of media, producer of the Charlie Kirk Show, frequent guest on the show. He confirms every word Candace was saying. We're going to play this for you right now.
To address some of the things that have been going around on Public, namely about a group text chain that has been made known and released by Candace Owens. And I just want to address it head on because, you know, that was a text grab, a screen grab that I had shared with people. So it is authentic. And I want to go into it because I actually am really excited that the truth is out there. To address some of the things that have been going around on Public, namely about a group text chain that has been made known and released by Candace Owens. And I just want to address it head on because, you know, that was a text grab, a screen grab that I had shared with people. So it is authentic. And I want to go into it because I actually am really excited that the truth is out there.
Don't need to hear anymore. We don't need to hear anymore. Yeah, Candace showing the receipts yesterday. You got Andrew Colvett doing this today. Now, listen, I don't know what his motive is. Is it damage control because TPUSA is now caught being publicly exposed for going the direction of money away from what Charlie Kirk wanted for his own organization? That clearly happened. Is Andrew's motivation to try to cooperate with legal authorities? In another interview, which I don't need to share, he said, we shared this immediately with the FBI. And he says, we know they're looking at foreign entities as having a possible role in the killing of Charlie Kirk. He said this. He said, we shared this right away. We don't deny it. Candace is right. And all you people out there who attacked Candace in such a manner that she feels she's got to invoke the dead man or kill switch, shame on you. Shame on you for attacking her without substance, without proof, when now from inside Turning Point, from one of their leading people, we're finding out she was telling the truth the entire time. And I could tell she was telling the truth. And I think you can sense it too. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a chance here to get to the bottom of this now. I don't know if Colvett's afraid to get caught up in this as a co-conspirator. I don't know if he's doing damage control or is he just trying to do the right thing? I'd like to think he was just trying to do the right thing, but I have no idea. What I do know is he just said the FBI has got this information and they are acting on it. And Candace's defensiveness now, it's not paranoia. It's common sense self-protection. This is the breaking story of the day. My name is Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.